This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Paul Broadhurst picked up his second major championship last week at the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. It is a pleasure to welcome Paul Broadhurst to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Paul.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
I am great. Thank you. Thank you so much for doing this. I appreciate it. Help the listener who may not know about your history. You played on the European Tour. You won six times. Talk a little bit about your career before turning 50.
I played in on the European Tour mainly. I played there for 23 years. I played almost 600 events in my time on the European Tour. I played the odd major over in the States. I played a US Open and a couple of US PGAs. I played the Ryder Cup in 1991 at Keir Island, which the European unfortunately just got beat by the odd point, 14.5, 13.5. But the two games I played, I was unbeaten. I won both my matches. Like I said, I won six times in Europe. I spent, 3.5 years or so sort of in between tours, not playing on the main European Tour and sort of waiting for my 50th birthday so I could play senior golf. So,
I was going to ask you about, were you ever tempted or how tempted were you to come over here and play?
It was always difficult. You know, times have changed now. I mean, it was quite difficult 20 years ago to make the top 50 by just playing in Europe. You know, the point system was weighted quite strongly in the Americans' favour. And it's only since these world events have sort of started, about 12, 13 years ago, that, you know, the Europeans are able to move up the world rankings and compete over in the States. It was quite difficult 20 years ago, hence I only played in, three majors over there.
You mentioned preparing for the PGA Tour Champions. When did you start pointing toward this, Paul?
Oh, when I finished my career on the main tour, I was, 46, 47, and I'd suffered an injury. My game wasn't in great shape, and I went searching for some new ideas, and I found a new coach quite local to me, a PGA guy, and I've worked with him for those 3 or 4 years. And my remit to him was that, you know, I need to be playing my best when I turn 50. So we made a few changes to my golf swing and, you know, managed to play in a lot of PGA pro-ams over that three-year period, sort of testing out what we were working on so that, you know, we knew that it was going to work when we turned 50. And yeah, I turned 50 back in August 2015 and played a few events on the European Senior Tour. Actually won my first event, the Scottish Senior Open, which was, it was a great way to start. So, you know, straight away I knew that my game was good enough. And then by the time the Senior Open came around in July 2016, you know, I played one or two senior events, and you know, I won that at Carnoustie, which gave me an exemption to play on the Champions Tour, and I've been there ever since, really.
You know, I've seen that you've said, Paul, that you wish you knew then what you know now, especially about your about your swing. What specifically? What?
Sorry, I missed that. Sorry.
I guess specifically about your swing. So what do you wish you knew then that you know now?
To be honest, over the 23 years, I worked with numerous coaches, and I always had a problem with my backswing. It was always inside the line too much, and whenever I tried to fix it, I could never really play that well. But what I found with my new guy, Tim Rouse, all he did really was to change the way I looked at the ball. He sort of spotted that the way I looked at the ball encouraged my backswing to move in inside too quickly. And as simple as that, really. I moved my eye line, the way I look at the ball, and all of a sudden my backswing was on a better line and the dirty hook wasn't in play. I started to hit the ball a lot straighter. My driving in, improved, and hence the confidence did as well. So, it sounds simple, but it took me 25 years to find the solution.
You're right. It does sound simple, Paul, but it also sounds like something you would have never kind of figured out.
No, not at all. And to be honest, this season I haven't put it particularly well early part of the season, and my long game's been good, and it's only been the last six tournaments where I've done exactly the same with my putting. I've moved my eye line, and that's, you saw what happened at last weekend.
Yep.
It's my putting has improved dramatically over the last 6 weeks. I won the Legend Pairs event with Kirk Triplett a few weeks ago, and putted well there, and then putted exceptionally well over the weekend at the USPGA. So it's something simple, but when you play golf, it's quite a dramatic change to alter the way you look at the ball. It does feel a little bit strange at times, and it took a little bit of getting used to, but it's certainly working.
We're talking with Paul Broadhurst here on the Augusta Golf Show. You mentioned the weekend and the victory. Going into Sunday, did you have a number in mind, or what was your game plan?
No real game plan. I guess I was looking at 5 under was the number I thought may be enough, maybe get me in a playoff. But in that situation, you don't go out really try and shoot a number. My number one priority was get off to a good start. I didn't want to be dropping shots early on. I thought if I can get off to a good start and gain the confidence, gain momentum, and being in the last match but one, put the leaders under a bit of pressure, and I guess that's how it panned out, really. I started well, and by the 12th I struck the front. I managed to keep it going, and when I needed a couple of birdies to finish, I managed to find a couple on 17 and 18.
Hey, but you have to be proud of how you performed on Sunday.
Oh, absolutely. I've said, to the press after the event, it's not very often you shoot 66 on a Friday, beat it Saturday, and then beat that score on a Sunday. That doesn't normally happen like that. So, to shoot 66, 64, 63 in a 3-day spell is pretty exceptional and, something I'm really proud of.
Well, you should, and this is going to be an easy question with numbers like that, but I assume you liked the golf course. You liked Harbour Shores.
I did, I played it 2 years ago. And to be honest, I made an awful lot of birdies 2 years ago, but it was, I was adding too many bogeys into the equation. But it did, 2 years ago on the Sunday, the final round, I made 8 birdies to shoot 4 under. So, it is it's a course that does suit my eye. If you play well, you drive it in the right place, and you put the ball on the correct levels of the green, you can shoot low numbers. But it's it can eat you up as well. It's a really good finishing stretch from 14 in, a lot of water in play, and it's a good test of the nerve down the straight, to be honest. It's a top course.
Okay. So now you're number one in the cup race, and you live overseas. You're in the UK as we speak. Will this change your schedule? Will you come over here more often? Do you want to stay number one? Has this now changed the way you're looking at things?
I don't know about change. I mean, my schedule's not going to alter too much. The win means I can play the USPGA in August. So I'm going to take up that invitation. But I've been commuting with my wife backwards and forwards to the USA, probably playing 2-3 weeks over there and then coming back home, mainly because I've still got a relatively young son. He's only 13, so we have to look after him a little bit. I'm lucky that I've got an older daughter who's 23 who's who's our sort of babysitter when we're away. So it is working, but a lot of travelling involved. But, you know, this is my last hurrah before I retire, so I need to, you know, play as well as I can and make as much as I can and achieve as much as I can before we put the clubs away.
I'm not going to tell you anything you don't know, Paul. You won't need your jumpers in August in St. Louis.
That is the big bugbear over there. You know, it's now getting up into the 90s and the humidity is increasing. And to be honest, the humidity is something that I don't enjoy at all. I don't mind dry heat, but the humidity, it's not good on my fair British complexion. And, you know, us Brits are not used to the humidity, but... it's something I'm getting used to slowly, but it's none still not something I really enjoy.
Paul, none of us like that. Congratulations on last weekend. Congratulations on your second major. When you started on this tour, did you feel like you had to make hay early on and get it done early?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I always felt that, you know, having won the Senior Open at Carnoustie on what home territory, that I had to sort of come over there and prove a point a little bit. You know, I'd had a great start winning at Pebble Beach. I think third or fourth tournament over there. But it's, you know, the past 16 months, I haven't really had too many chances to win until the pairs event a few weeks ago. And then, you know, and then the USPGA comes along, another chance. And I'm, you know, fortunately, I took that chance and, you know, looking forward to the rest of the season now. You know, I've proved that I can compete over there. And, you know, the aim is to continue, you know, creating chances to win. To stay at the top of the order of merit is going to be a big ask with a certain Mr. Langer and a few other candidates who are, you know, world names, Jerry Kelly to, you know, Scott McCarron, who obviously finished third last weekend. But it's going to be tough to finish number one. I'm not, you know, I'm not stupid. I'm a realist. But, you know, the longer I'm up there, the better.
He is Paul Broadhurst. Paul, thank you for taking the time to do this. I deeply appreciate it. Congratulations and keep playing well.
Yeah, I'll do my best. And thanks very much for having me.